I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny. That's loud.
Yeah, Nicole.
Turn that thing down. Jeez.
Sorry, I had the wrong thing.
Jesus, you guys. What is this, a happy hour?
I know. Sorry.
Amateur
hour. Turn it down, Nicole.
I had the wrong one.
Goodness gracious.
It's hump day. Hey, Vinny.
Yeah.
Guess what's happening this weekend?
I don't have a clue. West Coast? Yeah.
Three-day weekend.
Oh, right. Oh, geez.
Brittany said that to me this morning. I said, I can't remember. Oh, we were talking about
President's Day, right?
Yeah, President's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been thinking about all the presidents I like. You know, I'm a big president fan. I love their song, Peaches.
You actually mean that.
I do. That first record, that is in regular rotation here at the house. I might actually own that. I might actually have a physical copy of that record.
What does that mean?
It means that, you know,
if I had
a CD player, I could put it in there.
It means it was probably given to her for free many years
yes,
ago back in the day.
With a little hole punched in the, right. in the barcode.
When we were a place that had filled with free stuff.
Yeah. The olden free days CDs. Of radio. Yeah.
Jesus, this camera is not...
Can you move it closer to you?
If I move it any closer, it'll actually be in the way where I do my work.
Right, right.
I don't understand why. And
yes,
you guys have at Brinny Boy and at Clarky Clark. And I looked at mine and went, iPhone for Vince. Who the hell wrote that?
Yeah, we, you go to your Zoom settings.
Yeah, we can do it later.
I don't think you can be in the Zoom. No, because I had to learn how to change the handle. Because I have several Zoom cameras at my house that I have to set up for, like, if Johnny comes over, you can't say Sarah on the Johnny thing.
Right.
So I had to figure out how to change the thing.
I got to change that. And then there's a button on mine as I was looking how to change it. And it says, clean up your appearance.
Yeah. I've seen that.
I clicked on that. I'm like, wow, I would love to be 10% more
difference.
Handsome.
Did anybody, does that do?
Yeah, it's
farther away.
Yeah, it's.
I want to turn that on right now. Tell me if you see any difference.
It's
right.
So like subtle. It's not very obvious.
Meeting settings.
I don't think I have that.
You should have it.
Yeah, you do. It's the first thing. It's under meeting settings. I'm going to do this right now. Touch up my appearance.
No, done. I just have raise hand.
Is it any different?
I can't tell.
It doesn't. Yeah, I think it's
but
like.
But what if I do look better and you guys just always thought I was good looking?
That's quite possible.
Let me look again. Let me see. I'm going to take
That's
it off now. Now watch carefully. I'm going to change it right now. Ready?
Well, your finger's blocking.
Oh, what? My God. Ew.
Okay. Now I'm back to normal.
I don't know.
Actually, I think it is worse. I think it's worse. I'm going to put it back. I'm just going to leave it on. F it.
I just put mine on. Right?
So, listen, if Vinny's going to be 10% more good looking.
Well, I thought.
Yeah, I think it smooths out my wrinkles.
I would love to take some percentage off my nose. And, you know, when you look down and you get that gobbler and you're like, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. The gobbler is
I
not.
I look really heavy because I looked down and now my neck just went.
It's so bogus.
What is that?
The other day,
I like have a neck boa.
I know. Oh my god, it's like a goiter.
Well, so, my face is a thumb.
John goes. I look up at John. I'm sitting on the couch and I'm reading a book and I'm kind of like, you know, just hunkered down and, you know, with my head back. And John goes, you should sit up. And I'm like,
jeez.
He goes, it's just, you know, your neck. I'm like, oh my God. Did you really just say that to me? He's like, want me to take a picture? I'm like, no, I don't want that picture out in the world. I was in kind of a jacked position, though. I mean, I can, you know, but still, he just kind
of
giggled.
Home,
I know that you could be as comfortable as you wanted to be.
Right.
My God. I'm
going to
tell
you
next
to have
time
a,
you're sitting
a good
there.
Posture, you know.
Oh, sure. Okay. Thanks, Bryn. Thanks for that.
I noticed that when I'm playing piano or even like here at the keyboard typing something, if I see a mirror, I'm like, ugh, God, my back is all like hunched over. And
I'm a slumper for sure.
Yeah, it's probably not good for you.
Probably not. When I was a little kid, I played.
Oh, this is good, everyone. Gather
it's
around.
It's not that good. I used to play piano all the time and, you know, you had
in
your lessons
snow,
and stuff.
Walking
yes, in
uphill.
The snow. I would have to roll the piano uphill
and while playing.
Only push it with the tips of my fingers because I was playing piano.
Strong.
But like I had this really mean piano teacher, and he would like whack you in the back if you weren't sitting up perfectly straight.
Mm-hmm.
And which I thought was like, please don't hit me. And then if I would show up at my
days.
If
that's
I would
what you're
show
paying
up
him for.
I mm-hmm. get but that's what my piano. I wasn't didn't even want to be there. And then if I would have nails, he would grab my fingers and cut my nails. Like, nope. And he'd have his clippers right there, and he'd grab your hand and cut your nails.
That's weird. Like, I do that to my 2-year-old.
Yeah. I had to be 9, 10, 12, you know, whatever.
My kids' nails grow triple time of any normal adults.
It is fun. They are growing. That's the whole thing.
As soon as you get them off of there, it seems like a day or two passes, and you suddenly feel a dagger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When she touches you. What the? Oh, they're all back. Look at that. So, yeah.
They grow like wildfire. Because the kids are growing like wildfire, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a week can go by and they'll have like a huge growth spurt.
So yesterday I spent, the whole day was dedicated to our backup power system.
I want to hear everything.
Well, there's not enough time on any show for me to get through all this with you, but I will tell you that first of all, it's a real pickle, this decision-making process, because we looked at this thing called a Generac, which connects automatically to the gas lines, and but you got to put it on a you have to have some kind of spit distance from the house, but close enough to the house that it's, you know, wired up. It's got to be on its own flat cement sort of pedestal.
Pad,
right. So, and the problem with it is if you have an earthquake, your gas gets turned off. So then you don't have backup power at a time when you'd really want it.
So you're saying that this thing, it's hooked up to your natural gas line and that's its fuel.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So it's a really elegant answer to the problem we've been having, which we've already lost power 4 days, 4 full days in 2021.
Yeah.
And we're at February 10th. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, this is becoming a normal thing now in California. We're just, I guess it's our turn.
It seems like it's been your turn for a while here.
Yeah.
You've had all kinds of things.
Our neighborhood
come your
is
way.
Definitely over it. We're all the neighbors talk. Believe me, we're all over it. But anyway, so I started looking for a regular generator because that doesn't have that same sort of gaping hole where your emergency just doesn't work Anyway, generators are hard too. They're not only hard to get, but there's a bunch of them. Like, I talk to people at national chains, and they're like, well, where are you, buddy? And I'm like, I'm in California. California.
Oh,
we don't really even sell to California because there's too many restrictions.
Oh.
And I'm like, mother. So we're catching it on both ends.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, the one I want is this one. Oh, we can't sell you that one. We could sell you this one or this one. And I'm like, so the hugest one? and the tiniest one? Yeah, that's about right. Oh! So I called Honda, like the Honda, actual Honda.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, California. Yeah, that's a real. And I'm like, because you don't know if you're getting the straight story and who you're getting. You know, I mean,
right.
If I call 10 stores, will they all say that? Or will some stores just say, yeah, we're in business to sell stuff? You know, I don't know.
You would think, wouldn't you?
One of the companies goes, you can go to our website, and when you get to the enter your address part, when you enter California, it will stop selling that to you.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, ah!
What if there's a black market for, you know, it's generators? You gotta find the right contractor.
But I met two contractors who came out, and they talked to me about the sub panel and making it sort of rigging it, making it work. And that was, you know, another part of the day. But yeah, talking to them, they were also like, yeah, it's really tough to find those right now.
Yeah, we actually thought to ourselves about getting the whole house generator and having the whole gas hookup and all that stuff. And in the end, I think we're going to go solar tile roof.
If you can do that, if you don't already have, so look, we already have solar, and the Tesla wall doesn't connect.
Right. No, I would go specifically to the battery backup. Like, you already had your stuff was in place when you bought the house, correct?
Right. We had.
So you'd have to switch it out if you wanted to.
We're not switching it out. So that's not happening. But that was the thing. So the Tesla wall doesn't work, isn't compatible with our solar. The solar company we have on their website advertises, yeah, you can, you know, buy one of our backups. And then I said to my wife, why aren't we doing this? And she goes, I followed that all the way down the line to find out that's not available yet by them.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, so they've got it on their website already, and it's nowhere near available. So anyway, this is the pickle people are dealing with.
Right. Well, and the thing is, too, that, of course, right after, you know, you lose your power for 4 days or, you know, whatever your situation is, everyone wants it. Right now.
Right.
So it's really hard to get anyone to come out and help you with it and do this whole thing. It's almost like you have to be ready to wait, you know, get on some roofer's schedule or get on some, you know.
You absolutely have to get in line. But that's so the thing becomes, after the summer we had and, you know, fires and all that stuff, I thought, okay, well, we'll do this in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Except we've been losing power in the winter, too. So that's not, the waiting thing was just shot right there.
Right.
And as far as the generators, they're just on top of California's regulations that keep a lot of good ones from being sold here. You're dealing with supply chain issues. So even the one I ordered, which I don't know if it'll be, and it's huge. It's 400 pounds.
Nice.
So you did order. You're getting it. It's happening.
I got to. We keep losing power and entire refrigerators full of food.
Well, and I'm thinking, okay, in a worst case scenario, there's an earthquake and the gas line gets shut off and because it's a major one, then it's a major earthquake. Like, you know, you're going to have to get the hell out of there anyway.
Oh, like, well, we didn't get that. I got a Honda generator.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. It's 400 pounds, but it's what do you want to call that? Movable? I mean, if you can call something that's 400.
It's on wheels.
On wheels. So basically, it'll sit in the garage. I click up the handles, roll it out to its little spot where it plugs in, and that's where it'll live while we're without power.
So it won't be a whole house flip over. It'll be...
Well, no, that thing will power the whole house.
So
the
you
guy
can
was
just...
like, you can run your air conditioner with this thing.
Oh, and that's fantastic.
Well, I don't really need to... I just want to not lose food.
Yeah, we have a small generator that we have to, if this goes down, we have to run, it runs only certain circuits.
Oh, well, that's one of
and
the,
not
the
that's frankly, not the important,
one.
Right, the, right, it's, ours is a baby. We got the tiny one, the two that are available, the huge one and the tiny one, we went tiny. Actually, our contractor brought it over. Thanks, Richard. Richard, you're the best. I think we're seeing Richard today. Very exciting.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, we got a big, we're going to start a big project here pretty soon.
Oh, what is it?
Just fences and gates and porches and landscape.
So you're going to basically do the fence yourselves then, as opposed to just hire a fencing company.
Well, we're having a fencing company come out to do the long runs of fence, mm-hmm. because they're good at that. And they got a right. crew and they do it. But we're gonna build this this really cool gate system.
Nice. No,
steel frame.
It's gonna be steel awesome. Frame.
Yeah. Because you know what the worst thing about the gate and your fence is? It starts to sag, it starts to fall. So I have this whole idea. And luckily, you know me with my big ideas. You know what we should do? And I've already drawn it all out and designed it. And so then Richard comes over and goes, well, we can't do that. And then I make adjustments and then we get there. And so it'll all be like welded hinges and like a huge.
Nice.
It's going to be, I'm excited about it. And John, I think, did I tell you guys this? John wants a gate. Because we ride our bikes all the time, and God knows it's so difficult to stop your bike, get off, get the, open up the gate, and then
sure do.
Get back yeah. on. Yeah. So John wants a fob that he can open the gate automatically.
Yep.
I get that.
As
you know,
roll
one of
up
the,
to it.
One of the problems with gates is that you destroy them. Like, for example, if you're doing your bike, you go to open it, but you ram your bike into
ram
it
your bike
because
right
you're
into
reaching
it.
Forward, and mm-hmm. then you're pulling it back, and your bike's in the way, and you're...
Right.
He destroy the, you know, they
it's
take
janky
a lot
getting
of
your
wear.
Bike through. Sure, right. So we're gonna do steel frame gate, and it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be really. It's gonna be wicked cool. And we're like painting it in the house color scheme and stuff. It's gonna.
Do
be,
what you should do.
What should we do?
If you
tell
put
me.
An app on it, like you know, put like a garage opener app on it. That yeah. way, you wouldn't even have to hit the fob.
You can have you it. Just have it on your phone.
It's a but it's a proximity dude. Thing. So then, when you get within like 100 yards, it'll automatically open. You. Don't
oh,
have to
that's
put
a, what I need.
Yeah,
there we
go.
I don't have to worry about it. The thing. Just like opens. It's like being on a Star Trek spaceship. You know, you just get near the door and. It's
oh, whoosh. Look at you go!
And that way, you can check on it too. Like if you're you know 2 miles from the house, you go, oh, it's my gate open. Oh, it's open. Let's close it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or somebody's whatever. Coming over. They want to drop off something in the backyard. Here, let me open
yeah,
it for
let's
you
open that sucker up. All right. I like you. I like your style, buddy. I like your thought process. That's good.
The height of first world living.
No doubt. Yeah, I got an automatic gate for my bikes. Damn. Chick styling over there. I know. So, I mean, it seems like we don't need it, but if that's
this
what
this house
he wants,
is overcooked, but whatever.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's already a little overcooked.
What else can we do?
Yeah, what else can we do? Well, look, you know, we're stuck here. It's like every day I walk around and go, you know what we should do? While we're here and not doing anything else. Oh, my God. I'm like, we were watching something last. Oh, we were watching Bosch last night. And then, you know, it's just so
Bosch.
Fun. Bosch is.
That's what it is. I was
is it on Netflix? What's that on?
Who? Whatever. Amazon, I think.
Oh, okay, Amazon. So we're watching it, and at one point, the main character and this cute cop that he's she's got little freckles over the top of her face that he's like hitting on in season one. I don't know if she sticks around, but anyway, they walk into a place, they sit down at a bar, they're drinking it. There's no mask. I was like, oh, look at that! Like I had a big pang over it. Like, oh. Remember that when you just walk in someplace and sit down and order a drink and mm-hmm. you weren't freaked out and paranoid and pulling your mask up between sips? Oh, remember those days?
No.
I know.
So
they
far.
Were a really long time ago. Mm-hmm.
So stupid. Yeah. That though, by the way, the Harry Bosch books are, in my opinion, excellent.
Yeah.
And
Michael Connelly wrote all those.
Right. And,
lawyer.
And they're just really good cop stories. Really good, sort of, if you're into that. They're
police
they're,
procedural and investigation stuff. Mm-hmm, it's just mm-hmm. interesting.
And he's an old school, like, that character has been around a while. Like, he used to chain smoke.
Yeah.
And he's gotten with the times as times have moved on, and that's become something hardly anyone does.
Right.
So,
he's still smoking here early on. He's actually tried to quit already, and I'm only on episode 3.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's well, in the books, he's a smoker.
Right, yeah.
For a long time.
Constantly, and a drinker, too, like a big yeah. drinker. Like, he's always talking about how he's pouring himself a couple fingers, lighting up a butt.
He likes Anchor Steam.
Oh, Anchor Steam, is that his thing? Hmm.
I think that's a Bay Area thing, right?
Sure.
San Francisco?
That sounds right. Anchor Steam.
We're not positive.
We're going to look that up.
I drank whiskey myself. And
right.
But I had some Anchor Steams. I think they're like the blue cap. I'm sure yeah. I'd had those before. Anyway, whatever. So
yeah,
Bosch
been
is,
around.
Yeah, I mean, I've had more than my share, trust me. So I'm sure I got to those at some point.
Right. Well, let me try these.
Right.
Nope, just as filling as the other ones. We're moving to whiskey. We're moving into whiskey town.
I got right. an idea, everyone.
Going to Bourbonville.
This will fill my tummy less and get me to where I need to be a lot quicker.
Faster, yeah. Yep. Oh, you know what else helps? Not eating. Here we go.
Potrero Hill in San Francisco.
All right, Potrero Hill
Angersteam. I think there's. I actually just read this. Weirdly, there's a controversy because they just rebranded their bottles, and everyone's like, "We hate it."
What
do you do after you've repackaged everything, and then everyone decides they don't like it?
That well, sucks. If the sales actually go down, you go back to the old one. So
the article in the paper, it's weird because these two things just happened in my head for different reasons. But the guy who used to do their logos used to do them by hand right there in the city. And he always drew out a new, anytime they came out with a new thing. So he was from late 70s, 80s, this one dude drew the packaging for this brand, and they just rebranded it, and it's completely different. Anyway, nobody cares about that.
Yeah, I care about it. I care deeply about it. I mean, I you know what's funny? Like, I can picture the bottle, but I can't really picture all the details. I know there's an anchor on there. Is it blue? And it's like in a golden circle, but it's kind of old-timey looking. Like, I kind of
can picture
it. Yeah,
that's what the guy used to draw by hand, and then they would, you know, obviously.
Sure.
Go to the print
not
shop
by
with
hand.
That.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and it has like a red, it's got like a red ribbon over the anchor. It's actually wider to the sides. I was picturing it more upright. But the Angersteam beer in sort of a wiggly ribbon. And that does look hand done now that you pointed out.
That was a dude's, they were a dude's client. And
right,
this one dude
a...
did all their stuff for all these years. And then just recently, the relaunch, the article was about how they used to have this guy, and now they have this new company they hired to...
Made in San Francisco since 1896.
Yeah.
So are they... did they get bought by someone? Are they still made in San Francisco?
I can't answer that, but I know they hired some company to come up with their new rebranding.
Yeah, I
want to
see it. Can you get me the new...
Everyone was like, ugh.
The new look. All
right, hold on.
It's like that. What was that? New Coke? And everyone went, nope.
Yeah. Well, that.
That's not quite
like
that since Coke is pretty damn universal.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know if that's.
All right. Well,
we
can find it.
Weird.
So, Vinny, if you want to change your thing when we go into the song.
Oh, I know how to do it without.
Oh, really?
Leaving the meeting. Yeah.
How?
So you click on the three dots.
Yeah.
In the corner. You go to. Oop. I just went out.
Never mind. I'll do it during commercials. Yeah. Let's break. Yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, we're going to play a song here. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back after this one song.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.